Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying 28 Advent Scriptures, and this is day 26, the boy Jesus, Luke 2:39-52. And welcome to Thursday following the fourth Sunday in Advent. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I've raised an exceptional child, and I know the challenges involved. Lord, show us a little bit of what Jesus was like as a boy, so we might understand him better. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. What was it like to raise Jesus the Messiah? Was he a perfect child? Did he ever make mistakes? Did he ever have to learn anything? Questions like these and dozens more have occurred to Christians. I'm reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 39 to 40. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Jesus grew, but did he learn? He must have. He didn't start out from infancy with all knowledge. He had emptied himself of omniscience when he became a man. The real question we're asking is an attempt to probe the mystery of the incarnation. Just how human was Jesus as a child? Human toddlers learn by observing, by trial and error. We learn language by imitation and correction. We learn responsibility by parental rules and enforcement, until those rules and eventually those values become internalized. Did Jesus learn this way too? I expect so. Believing that Jesus learned like any other human child doesn't conflict with our belief in his sinlessness. Though Jesus had to learn like the rest of us humans, he was specially gifted by God. This verse tells us that he was filled with wisdom and that the grace of God was upon him. That is, God blessed him in what he was doing. We're not told all the stories of Jesus' childhood, although some early apocryphal writings are filled with bizarre stories of this time. Luke just tells us one story, probably a memory of Mary, to help us understand how God's Spirit was working within Jesus even as a young boy. Like families all over Israel, each year his parents made the pilgrimage to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of the Passover in the Holy City. Jesus is 12 years old, on the brink of manhood, preparing for induction as a full member of the religious community at age 13. This year he is described as the boy Jesus. Next year he'll be considered a man. Pilgrims to the feast in Jerusalem usually traveled in a group of travelers or caravan, since a person traveling by himself was in danger from bandits who might swoop down and ravage a lone traveler. The caravan back to Nazareth is made up of many of Mary and Joseph's friends and relatives from Galilee, and they naturally suppose that Jesus is somewhere in the crowd. No doubt, when they camp for the night and Jesus is nowhere to be seen, they become alarmed. By this time, they might be as much as 20 to 25 miles north of Jerusalem. First, they search among the campers in their company. When they can't find him, they return to Jerusalem in a panic, probably leaving early the next morning and arriving in the city about nightfall. Luke 2:46-47. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed by his understanding and his answers. Where is Jesus? Deeply engrossed in discussion with the learned teachers and scripture scholars. The listeners would be sitting on the ground at the feet of the teachers, who were also seated. The rabbinical style of teaching used questions on the part of the students from which discussion would arise. In the course of the discussion, this intense boy of 12 is both listening and asking probing, insightful questions that indicate to all his depth of understanding. Everyone who heard Jesus on this occasion is struck by his grasp of the Scriptures. At age 12, Jesus is listening to the teaching in the temple during Passover, but 20 years or so later, he is the teacher in these same courts, and his many, many hearers are still struck with his insight and authority. When his parents find him, they are amazed and upset. Mary rebukes him. Jesus' answer tells us a lot. Verses 49 to 50. "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. We see the naive astonishment that his parents didn't know where he was, typical of a 12-year-old, I suppose. But we also see an awareness of who he really is. Son of his Father, in his Father's house. According to verse 49, Jesus must be, had to be, in his Father's house. He must be learning so that he might teach. He must. This glimpse into Jesus' boyhood concludes with verses 51 to 52. "Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." Jesus is sensing his call to obey the Father, but part of that obedience involves submitting to his earthly parents. Many of us have learned how difficult it is to submit to those who aren't as intelligent as we are, or as spiritually acute. It can be hard, it can be grating, but it is also necessary, at least for a time, so that God can work on other things in our lives. It was necessary for Jesus. God's call on his life is clear, but it is not yet time to fulfill it. He must wait, learn, grow, and prepare himself for that time when he will enter into his ministry. I've met many who are in too much of a hurry to fulfill the call that they don't take time to prepare for it. A mistake. The text describes four areas of growth during his growing up years. 1. Wisdom, spiritual insight. 2. Stature, physical size. 3. Favor with God. And 4. Favor with man. Unique in all time and history, Jesus is the mediator between God and man. How much we need God's grace, his favor upon us. We need his grace to grow, to find our spiritual gifts, to learn his word, to venture out in whatever kind of ministry God is leading us into. And we need his grace that covers our sins and sets us free. Grace is God's gift to us. Merry Christmas. Discussion question 26, based on Luke 2, 39 to 52. Why do you think Luke feels it is important to tell a story from Jesus' boyhood? What do we learn about Jesus from this? Why is taking time to grow and prepare so important? Why are we tempted to short-circuit it by our impatience? Let's pray. Father, thank you for showing us Jesus as a boy so that we can allow ourselves to take the time we need to grow. We are so impatient. Calm us, we pray. And let your grace rest heavy upon us, for we need you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.